you thinking of buying or selling a house, or just want to know what might be going on with one of your biggest investments? Then come hang out with us for a little while. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall, and welcome to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show, sponsored by Bricks Real Estate, Network Title, Eric Bloomstrad and Chad Preby with Bell Bank Mortgage, and James Tolson with Country Financial. If you have any questions for us, make sure you give us a call at 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019. You can also check us out anytime at BricksTwinCities.com for the latest and greatest home searching and researching tools. Follow us on our Facebook page where you can see upcoming events, listings, or just watch us record live most Tuesdays around noon. Today, we're going to be discussing the iBuyer instant offer wave that's kind of hit the Twin Cities over the course of the last year, and really get into what is it, what does it mean, how does it affect the market, who is this maybe best for, is this just local, how long has this been going on, for all sorts of different stuff regarding this new trend, really what you need to know. I think that's the biggest key is understanding this tool, which really is what it is, and figuring out, is this something you want to consider when it becomes time for you to make that home selling decision? So today in studio with me, I have Danny Deedle, one of the brokers at Bricks Real Estate, the primary broker at Bricks Real Estate.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Yes, yes. We have a few brokers.
We do.
And then Chad Preby with Bell Bank Mortgage. Thank you again for coming in.
Thank you.
So, yeah, it's I really wanted to bring you in, Danny, on this one because you've been dealing a lot with one of the local companies regarding these instant instant offers. Whatever you want to call it,
I would say national companies that's acting locally.
Yes.
So and that is one of the differences here of, what we now call the iBuyer has historically been brokerages like We Buy Ugly Houses, where they have been more focused on kind of distressed properties. And what's interesting about the iBuyers, so in our market it would be Open Door and Zillow that are the two big ones that are extremely well capitalized, and they are able to work on, they're basically creating a brand new business model, and they can work on model or on margins that are very slim, and they have the money to kind of throw at this to kind of learn how it works and improve over time. So it's,
and they can lose a lot. I mean, some of them, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they can lose millions and millions of dollars to figure out how to be profitable in the long term. So when you think about companies like Amazon that work in the red for historically a very long period of time, but just have the ability to absorb losses in the short and midterm, in order to figure out and kind of revolutionize and change the way things are the way real estate's bought and sold is. So it'll be interesting to see how these companies transition and differentiate. And the other thing that is going to come up is what other verticals do they get into with it in regards to. So do they do title companies? Do they do mortgage companies? We know Zillow bought a mortgage company, for example, and how all those things kind of come together.
Yeah, it is interesting on those margins. Now, we'll get into some of the stats that we've run on these iBuyers and the margins that we have noticed on what we've looked at. But, we've also come across ones that it's like, wow, they paid that much.
Sure.
So the money to throw at it and learn is there. There's no doubt about it.
Right. Whereas a small local investor, they have to build in their margins that are large enough where if they take a $50,000 loss on one property, they're out of business.
Right.
With these big companies, it's learning experience.
Right. Right. They can do it. So what are these? These are basically where you go out and you request an offer on your house or your property. This is usually done online. It's typically where you go to one of the websites, you request this offer. And within 48 hours or so, you get this offer. That's the short and sweet of it. It's you get an offer right away. You're not going on the market. And we'll get into some of the nuances of that in the second segment. But, you know, they're selling it in the sense of, well, you don't have to go on the market. You don't have to get your house ready. You don't have to deal with the stress of open houses and the inconvenience of lots of showings, which I think is, if you know our market, maybe is a little false sense of selling or however you want to put it on there. But that's what they're saying. It's the convenience factor. And so you do this and you get that offer. Well, so exactly how does it work, right? So that's the general sense is you request the offer, you get the offer in 48 hours. Okay. So what they do is they ask you some basic questions about your home, you know, kind of when – What is the condition of the carpet or the flooring? What is the condition of the bathroom tile? What is the condition of the kitchen cabinetry? And they ask you a whole bunch of questions. And you don't have to even submit photos, but you can submit photos, and an offer is generated.
Yeah, and it, just on that, the more upfront you are about the condition, yes, and providing photos, the more accurate the end offer is going to be, because an initial offer is not necessarily the end offer.
And that is exactly the point, is if you're going to sit there and try to sneak around, well, I think my carpet's all right.
Well, we know sellers generally, they place a premium on, you know, their property relative, you know, you have two houses that are pretty identical and they'll say, well, I have a new garbage disposal, so it's right, worth $5,000 more.
Exactly. Yeah. Wow, that's a nice garbage disposal. Yeah. Right. So, you know, the more information that you get and the more honest you are, that end offer, because once you make that submission and you get your first offer, there's going to be this inspection contingency and they're going to come in and pick apart your house. If it's looking like that furnace is getting old, maybe they're going to ask for that furnace to be replaced. Same with the roof. And either one, you can do it, or two, they'll just take it off whatever they think it's going to cost. And that's where this end offer. And like you were saying, Danny, as we were putting this together, it's the net price that
you get.
That's
all that matters.
Right? Because in these offers, they'll typically be like, well, here's what our offer is. Oh, and by the way, here we have this fee and we have this convenience thing and we have whatever, and it breaks it down and you look at that net and you're like, okay, that net is drastically different than what that gross offer was.
Sure. I will say my experience has been, though, they are very transparent.
It's right there.
Yeah, net sheets they provide are very good. You know, it's down to the penny on kind of what you'll walk away with. But
can you back out? Let's say, you know, beginning offer, it comes.
Yeah, there's no commitment when you get that. Well, let's see. Do you have to accept to go into the inspection contingency?
Yes.
I think you do.
Yeah. Sure.
But I suppose if they change that, I think you would be able to get out.
I mean, that's one of the value propositions. They are very friendly about being able to terminate. Open Door, for example, has a buy back guarantee. So if you're a buyer of one of their properties and you want out after 30 days, they have some ability to do that. So there are some things that are unusual. However, historically, you know, how many clients have you ever had that have wanted to sell after 30 days? So it's nice. Not to draw too much of a comparison here, but like Domino's now has this insurance policy where if your pizza gets wrecked on the way home,
I saw that.
And it's like, I mean, they've thrown millions of dollars at probably this advertising campaign, and I'd like to meet the one person who ever returned their pizza.
Yeah, really. You're so hungry by the time it gets there.
I'll take it.
Right.
Well, and I think part of it is the one thing, you're right, the breakdown of the net sheets is very clear. However, if you look at like, well, here's what we think the market value is, and here's where our offer is, typically they'll throw in this, well, so you're going to pay this and seller pays. And I think, you know, to jump to that conclusion is a false conclusion, because in the market the way we've been this year, there's many homes that there is no rolled in seller paids into that gross offer. So, you know, to say that that's going to be part of a traditional sale, I think it's a little unfair.
Well, and that goes back to the importance of looking at a net offer, and is what we've been talking about lately, is
right,
get your best offer.
Yes.
And you really do need to shop around and have the context of what is my net proceeds going to look like on a traditional sale. including any kind of cosmetic improvements or anything like that. And like the market analysis that we do always account for seller paids of comparable sales, so you have a true understanding of what.
Yeah, and we'll dive into that a little more when we come back from the commercial break. If you have any questions for us, give us a call at 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019. We'll be right back.
Sometimes, when you have more questions than answers about insurance and financial services, it might seem easier to do nothing at all. At Country Financial, we know that every situation is unique and believe that even the biggest goals start with simple steps. So when it comes to protecting the things you love and planning for the future, don't get overwhelmed. Get started with Country Financial. Contact James Toveson today at 651-365-3408.
Who do we trust to help with our mortgages? It's Eric Bloomstrand and Chad Preby with Bell Bank Mortgage. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall with the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. If you're looking for great service, many loan options to choose from, and competitive pricing, give Eric and Chad a call at 651-207-9274. Again, that is 651-207-9274. NMLS numbers 274211 and 1462493.
My closing is falling apart. My stuff's in a van. I have to rent storage space, and that will cost money I don't plan on spending. And the sellers are threatening to sue. My loan officer never called much, so I thought things were fine. Now I have to start over.
Avoid costly last-minute disasters by choosing an experienced local loan officer. Call iLoan at 877-373-4467 or visit iLoanHomeMortgage.com. iLoan Home Mortgage is an equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 4474.
Are you looking for the smarter way to buy and sell homes? Check out HouseGeeks.com. The HouseGeeks with Bricks Real Estate have the experience, tools, and technology to get you the best value. At HouseGeeks.com, you will be able to download their free home search app, easily set up appointments, or request your free home and neighborhood market assessment. Remember, the HouseGeeks, the smarter way to buy and sell homes.
Hi, this is Chad from AM950. Snap Construction is arguably the most well-reviewed roofing, siding, window, and insulation contractor in the metro. Ryan is so excited about working with AM950 and our listeners that he wants to help us grow.
This is Ryan, owner of Snap Construction. I was friends with Chad long before I started marketing with him. I was a bit skeptical of radio advertising before Chad convinced us to run ads. The advertising's been so successful, we want to help the station grow. We've absolutely loved working with the listeners of AM950, and we all know how extremely important this radio station is to the community. To help AM950 grow this summer, Snap Construction will be putting up proceeds to assist the station in marketing on social media. Snap Construction encourages you to follow, engage, share, and interact on the AM950 social media platforms. Together, we can all work to ensure AM950 continues to thrive and grow in our communities. We stand by our work with a lifetime craftsmanship guarantee. For a free estimate or more information on our financing, call 612-333-SNAP or check us out online.
Network Title knows it's the little things that make big things happen, like protecting home buyers from title defects. As an independently owned and operated full-service title company, we specialize in all the important details. We come to where you want to close, even nights or weekends. We'll even bring fresh baked cookies. Network Title, stress-free closings since 1993. Work with a company that puts you first. For details, go to network-title.com or give us a call at 651-482-9514.
You're listening to Twin Cities Real Estate Show on AM 950. Today, we're talking about the iBuyer trend, instant offers, guaranteed offers, whatever you want to call it. These are the offers where it seems like it's going to be super convenient, it's going to take no time at all, and you're just going to be done with the sale of your home. We were talking about how this offer really works. And so what it is you submit, usually within 48 hours, you'll get a response. If you accept, you go into the inspection contingency where they're going to come in and they're going to pick apart the house to make sure that everything that you submitted is true to to the actual condition when they get there. So, I mean, there is some time that it takes to actually get the final end offer. And then the key is really doing a comparison on the net to you. And that, I think, is ultimately what you want to look at, you know, because they're different factors. You know, if they're saying you need to replace a roof or you need to replace a furnace and maybe a traditional buyer isn't going to require that, that's going to change your net drastically. The other thing is, can anybody do this? And I think, you know, there's not a great job necessarily of the market out there saying, no, there is a buy box to this. You know, there is limitations of areas, of price ranges, of types of properties that will qualify for these offers. And they're trying to put themselves into a position of as minimal risk as possible.
Right.
So,
and as they progress in the market, they may expand.
They grow,
these things,
yeah.
Right? As they start to understand, because there's some areas where we're kind of surprised they aren't buying. So there's definitely opportunities for them to.
I mean, is there the pre 1950 yet? Is it still 78 or 70, whatever it is?
Right.
Yeah. And so, you know, it really depends on where you're at. You know, one of the things that I think is important, and you brought this up, Danny, is this isn't really something that's new. There are a lot of investors out there, whether that's the We Buy Ugly Houses or Homestead Road or all these different companies. Now, traditionally, they're looking for something that's a little more conditionally worn down, but this isn't necessarily a new thing to the market. If you do have one of those properties, and like we were saying, is a tool in the toolbox, and I know, like, I have investors that I work with, and I know we've even helped people from the station, people who listen to this show, that will come to me, will take a look, and I'll be like, hey, you know what? I have an investor that I think might work really well for your property and can usually beat out sometimes the We Buy Ugly Houses margin. So shopping this around versus jumping right away, especially if it's not within that buy box, right? If you are that 1950s house, that 1920s house, whatever it may be, you know, talk to your agent and see what options may exist. All right.
Just one thing on that too. I mean, what we tend to do is, if your house does potentially qualify, you know, we've requested offers for our clients. I mean, by no means are we saying the traditional route is the route that is best for everybody. In some cases, I mean, we've had clients that have sold to Opendoor, for example, and had fantastic experience at a really attractive net with pretty minimum inconvenience. So there's absolutely a market for it. So I think there is still a little bit of misconception, though, not only amongst consumers, but amongst agents as well, as in understanding these programs. But to totally dismiss them as, like, you know, taking people's equity and things like that, they're just an option for consumers.
Yeah, I think for the right people in the right situations and what works best. And Danny, like you said, and I think that's, you know, one of the things we pride ourselves on. It's not always about the instant or fast, but it's what is the best for you? What is the best for your situation? And calculating that time, convenience factor versus sale price. Versus, you know, just, yeah, time on market, everything.
Right. And the certainty. I mean,
certainty.
That's,
yes.
You know, when these companies have hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, like, their proof of funds letter is good.
Right.
Well, and let's get into that convenience piece of this a little bit. So, you know, the instant offer, the iBuyer, they're selling themselves on the convenience and the certainty. But on the same hand, I think it's worth understanding, well, really, what is the true convenience? So, like, if you price a home and put it out on the open market right now, even though we're in that middle of the summer market, a little bit slower time of year.
With still historically low inventory.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. How long does it take you to get an offer typically in that median sale price range?
Oh, if you price it right, you'll still usually do it within the first weekend.
Yeah. A couple days. So this convenience of, oh, you're saving yourself this hassle of open houses and lots of showings. And
it's done in 2 days. I do want to jump in on the open house thing. There's no rule that says you have to do open houses.
Yeah, exactly.
Statistically, open houses are one of the least effective methods. There's a caveat to it, and that some buyers think other buyers make decisions at open houses, so it can encourage like buyer one to make an offer because they think buyer two is going to walk into an open house.
Yes.
But
yep.
These houses typically sell without the open houses. If you're not comfortable with them, you don't have to do them going the conventional route anyways.
Right. Interesting stat on that note, Danny, that although, 1%, 0.5% of sales happen at open houses, it's somewhere close to about 10% have something indirectly to do with the open. Like,
well,
you're
maybe,
saying,
right.
Like what you're saying. Or the other is the neighbor walks in, they look at it, tell a friend, they set up a showing, the friend comes in and
sure.
buys it.
Okay.
Right. So you do. There is some value, but you're completely right. You don't have to do an open.
Right.
And it's probably going to be sold before that open. And so worrying about that, it's going to sit on the market for a long time. It hopefully shouldn't if you're pricing everything competitively. I'll tell you this. If you price it in the range that a lot of these instant offers are in, you're probably going to go very fast.
Right.
So
right.
Think about that. Another thing to think about is this inspection stuff. I believe I heard something like the average inspection, they spend something like $2,000 or less on repairs, on an inspection contingency.
Okay.
Like of a traditional sale.
Gotcha.
Right. And so when I'm looking at some of these repair requests from these instant offer stuff, that exceeds that a lot, you know, and not always. Obviously, like you say, it's a tool.
Well, and they do tend to have different thresholds on what an
condition.
Acceptable
right.
age range
yes.
would be for a roof or major mechanicals, furnace and AC. So they want a longer remaining life expectancy for those items.
Right.
And then a lot of times, basically on a convention, when you have a conventional buyer, if it's working, it's not getting replaced. You know, you might have a furnace that's 23 years old. It might be at end of life. There might be a home warranty involved. But
right.
If it checks out, sellers aren't typically replacing furnaces.
Right. So, you know, I do think, I mean, if it's the I just need to be gone, whether that's a relocation, emergency type situation. Maybe,
inherit the property.
Yeah, that's exactly. And you inherit the property, you're out of state. Yeah, this can make a lot of sense if you just don't want to deal with anything, you know, that the time loss of trying to figure this stuff out, maybe it's worth taking that hit. I mean, from what I have seen, looking at the numbers, it's in that 13-15% range, lower than the market average on those offers. So, I mean, that there is a price to be paid. But once again, we've seen ones where we look at it and it's like, wow, that's
yeah.
pretty good.
Well, we've had ones where we're kind of getting ready to go to market
yeah.
and you request an offer and it's like, I would take that.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's worth shopping it around. I think that's the key. And a good agent is going to help you shop that around and give you good advice on that. So, you know, don't just necessarily disregard the agent in this process. I mean, we've worked directly with Open Door as one of the, you know, the people that bring our clients to,
yep.
And they're happy to do that and be.
So here's the way to do it. Request the iBuyer offer.
Yep.
Look at it relative with your agent who you trust, who's going to give you a true sense of what you would net on the traditional market.
Yep.
Figure out what that delta is.
Yep.
And figure out if the convenience and the certainty is worth that price.
I think that's
it.
You said
it right on the nose.
Said it the best you could. Well, if you have any questions for us, you want to talk about this process, if you're thinking about selling a home and just want more information, we're happy to discuss that anytime. You can give us a call at 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019. Or email us at support@brickstwincities.com. We'll be back again next week.